الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. وقال تعالى: لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب، ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم.
Respected elders, brothers and young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the Qur'an al-Kareem, in various places in the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us the stories of the previous anbiya, of the prophets, peace be upon them, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the various nations. And the purpose of revealing these stories in the Qur'an al-Kareem, multiple different places, in different ways, in different styles, is to give lessons to mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says towards the end of Surah Yusuf, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Certainly, in their stories, the stories of the Anbiya, are lessons for people of wisdom, for people who wish to reflect, for people who wish to ponder and take lesson from the stories of the Anbiya. And as far as the story of Yusuf alayhi salam goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This is, we reveal to you the most beautiful of stories, the most amazing, the most fascinating of stories, regarding which you are not aware of before. But what is most important in any story is not just the story itself. It is the lessons that are to be learned from these stories of the Anbiya. So inshallah today, we won't have the time to go into the details, but to go through the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the lessons that we learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam that is mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And the Qur'an al-Kareem says that it is the most beautiful of stories. So what are the lessons that we can learn? So first and foremost, Yusuf alayhi salam, the story starts in the Qur'an. He tells his father, Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaban wa shamsa wal qamara ra'aytuhum li sajideen. Oh my beloved father, I see 11 stars and the sun and the moon making sajda to me. His father immediately tells him, Ya bunayya, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik, fayakidu laka kayda. The father knew Yusuf alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons, and he knew that from those 12 sons, 10 of the sons were envious against Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, because they were from one mother, and Yusuf alayhi salam and his younger brother Binyamin were from another mother. So he tells his son, Yusuf alayhi salam, that don't relate the story to your brother, to your other brothers. Why? فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. He knew that this was some glad tiding, the glad tidings of nubuwwat, of wisdom that were going to be bestowed upon him. So what is the lesson that we learn from this? The lesson that we learn, we should take from this, is that at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with certain ni'mats, certain specialities, certain bounties. The lesson that we should take from the actions of Yaqub alayhi salam is that if we are in an environment, if we are in such among such people that do not have the capacity to appreciate and to accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ni'mat, then we should maintain a low profile. لَا تَقْسُسْ رُؤْيَتَكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Because shaitan is a clear enemy for mankind, whoever it may be. Yes, once a person has gone through the purification of the soul, then he is able to appreciate the bounties and the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors others with. But failing that, in order to protect ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us but maintain a low profile. Where it's not necessary to expose the ni'mats, then why do that? Because then we fall prey and we become affected ourselves. Nevertheless, the story continues. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they begin to question that la Yusufu wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usba. That Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us, and yet we are young, we are strong. So one of them says, what do we do about this? He says, uqtulu Yusuf. أَوِتْرَحُوهُ أَرْضًا يَقْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. Kill Yusuf, na'uzu billah. Kill Yusuf. That jealousy led them, that inability to accept the ni'mats, the blessings, the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given another individual, led them now to begin to plot and plan, to even to go to the extent of killing their own brother. That is why Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib says so beautifully in a verse of poetry, Hasad ke aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ke taraf kyun chal rahe ho? Khuda ke faisle se tum ho naraz? Kaffe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? But why are you burning in this fire of jealousy? It's a sickness. Why are you burning in this fire of jealousy? Why are you walking towards Jahannam? Are you unhappy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are you rubbing fists of regret and remorse? We should learn to accept the bounties, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every individual. Every single individual has been given bounties from Allah. Yes, some may be selected more than others. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give some people wealth. He will give some people beauty. He will give some people intelligence. He will give some people good qualities, extremely high character. He will give some people generosity. He will give some people sincerity. We must learn to accept this. And if not, the very basic ni'mats, each and every one of us has been granted with that. Rasulullah, Hazrat Ubaidullah ibn Muhsan al-Khitmi al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. The one who wakes up in the morning, آمناً في سربه. These are the three ni'mas that he has. Firstly, he's safe and sound amongst his community. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. His body hasn't been afflicted with any calamities. In other words, his limbs are safe and sound. And thirdly, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِ. He has enough food to keep him alive for the day. قُوت refers to that food which is sufficient to keep a man's back straight. Respected elders and brothers, we don't even know what it means to be hungry. That hunger that causes the back to start bending. So enough food to keep the back straight. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. It's as though the entire dunya full of ni'mats has been given to this person. So what reason have we got then to be jealous over one another? Nevertheless, the story continues. So they go to their father. The brothers go to their father and they say to their father that send Yusuf with us. يَلْعَبْ وَيَرْتَعْ. He'll play with us in the meadows and he'll also help in grazing the sheep and we'll have some fun and we'll come back. And you don't have to worry about him being harmed by anything. We are young, we are strong. But they had their plans. The father said that I fear that something will happen to them. Nevertheless, he relents and he allows Yusuf alayhi salam to go with and the brothers carry out their plan. So now a crime is carried out. They decided to throw him into a well, to throw him into a ditch. A crime is carried out. And what happens after a crime is carried out? It has to be covered up. The tracks, the evidence of the wrongdoing that has been committed has to be covered up. So what the brothers decide is, let's make an excuse. Let's make the excuse that إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنَّ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. We were running, we were racing each other, and we left Yusuf with our goods, and a wolf ate him. What happened? A wolf ate him. This is the excuse they came up with in front of their father. And in order to provide evidence for that, they brought a وَجَاءُ عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They bring a shirt that is dipped in sheep's blood in order to fool their father. But the Quran Quran Kareem up to this day testifies, bidamin kadhib, with false blood. What is the lesson that we need to take from this ayat of the Quran? The lesson is that any sin, any crime that is committed on the face of this earth will leave evidence. The evidence will be left, whether it is the crime of murder, the crime of stealing, the crime of zina, the crime of cheating, the crime of usurping somebody's property, the crime of deceiving, the crime of giving short at the time of selling and weighing and measuring. So that evidence will be there. And in this case, the Mufassirin write, although the brothers tried to make up a story to fool their father, they didn't realize that the shirt was absolutely intact. And the father knew that had it been a wolf that had attacked Yusuf alayhi salam, then the shirt would never have been intact. So he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, I will exercise patience. Patience is the most beautiful thing that I can do at this time. The lesson again for us, that in those difficult times, then we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is at the bottom of the well. At the bottom of the well, in a position that is absolutely helpless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends assistance to him out of literally nowhere. A bucket, some travelers are passing by and they lower their bucket into this well to draw some water. فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَهُ قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ. And he says, oh, how wonderful. There's a young boy in here. And they saw this as an opportunity to earn some money to keep him as a slave. فَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. They sell him for a paltry amount in the bazaars of Egypt and they move on. But what is the lesson for us to be learned from this here? Yusuf alayhi salam at the bottom of the well. And suddenly, he's taken and he reaches the house of the minister of finance in Egypt. The minister of finance at the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it so beautifully. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. We, in this manner, we gave stability to Yusuf alayhi salam in the earth, on earth. In other words, we all are looking for security, stability. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that there's a man in the most difficult and most precarious of situations, but مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. We gave Yusuf alayhi salam stability in the earth. Nevertheless, the story continues, and Yusuf alayhi salam is now taken as a servant in the house of the minister of finance in Egypt. And because of his absolute beauty, in one hadith it is reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Yusuf alayhi salam was granted half the beauty in the world. So his extreme beauty causes the wife of the minister to be attracted towards him, and she attempts to seduce him. The Quran Kareem portrays this incident, illustrates and tells us the story so beautifully. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Not only did she try to seduce him, she also locks the doors. She locks the doors and she says, وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. She said, now come, let us commit this sin. And he says, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, may Allah protect me. What is the lesson for us to be learned? And respected elders and brothers, perhaps this aspect of our deen, which is to protect the private parts and to protect our chastity, has become one of the most important aspects in our life today. I have heard myself from my Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioning that complete the farz actions of your deen and the sunnah mu'akkida and simply implement this one teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that lower your gaze. Protect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن يَضْمَن لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَقِذَيْهِ أَضْمَن لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever can give me guarantee of the safety of what is between his tongue, between his jaws and between his legs, then I will guarantee for him Jannah. I will guarantee for him Jannah. So what is the lesson that we learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? Yusuf alayhi salam shouts out, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, may Allah save me, may Allah protect me. And then he runs for the door. واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب. He runs. Not only does he say, not only does he seek protection from Allah, but he also physically moves himself away from that place of sin. This is why the mashayikh mentioned that when we are in an area of sin, when you become vulnerable to committing a sin, then two things are necessary. قلب سے اور قالب سے اس جگہ سے ہٹ جانا. قلب سے اور قالب سے. One is with the heart. That means we move our thoughts and mind away from that and we focus on something else. And physically, we move ourselves away from that area. So, Yusuf alayhi salam then attempts to run away, and in some tafsirs it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the locks of the doors to be opened out of his own will. Again, the message, the lesson that we learn from this is that if a person makes an effort, even if the apparent means are contrary to his objectives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally opened the doors for Yusuf alayhi salam. He will open the doors for us in our problems. In the 28th sipar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will create an opening for him, will find a way out for him. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The thing that concerns most of us today is our rosy, our sustenance. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give him from places that he does not even know. So nevertheless, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam continues. And they now, there's a big debate. As they reach the door, the minister is at the door. And immediately his wife says, that what will you do to a person who is intending evil with your wife? In other words, propaganda. The propaganda was created now against Yusuf alayhi salam, that he was the guilty party. But again, as I mentioned earlier, that where a sin or a crime is committed, the evidence will also be left. A wise person who was there said, that look at the shirt, if it's torn from the back, then we can say that the wife was the guilty one. If it is torn from the front, because as he was running, the shirt got torn. And if it is torn from the front, then he is the guilty party. فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. When they looked at the shirt, they found that it was torn from the back. In other words, he was fleeing the area of sin. So those, when we are placed in such situations, such difficult circumstances, where things might turn against us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that evidence to take us out of those scenarios also. Those areas of difficulty, those areas where our reputation might be at stake. Nevertheless, the story continues and there are various incidents. Yusuf alayhi salam is then forced amongst the gathering of women. He is told, the wife of the minister then actually tries to force upon him to commit this sin among other women also. And eventually she says, she threatens him, لَإِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونًا مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Now she threatens him. She says that if he now does not do what I have commanded him to do, he will be imprisoned. He will be imprisoned. And then Yusuf alayhi salam says those golden words, which are fit to be inscribed on the heart and mind of every believer today. He says, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Rabb, oh my sustainer, oh my protector. The prison is more beloved to me than what they are calling me towards, what these women are calling me towards. What is the message? In the face of adversity, to disobey, one rather adopt and tolerate adversity as opposed to breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hakim Sahib very beautifully puts it, in one couplet of his, he said, Bahut se salateen huye ghar se behgar. Bahut se salateen huye ghar se behgar. Dilo ne jab unke kiya ishq ne ghar. That many kings left their thrones. Many kings also, we find among the mashayikh, many of them were kings. Like Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi alayh. They left their thrones when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered their hearts. Maza unko aya jo is sang dar par, to paya faqiri ko shahi se behtar. Then when they found the enjoyment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they found it, on the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to paya faqiri ko shahi se behtar. Then they enjoyed poverty over kingdom and dominion. Yes, no doubt we must ask for afiyat. Indeed, we must ask for afiyat. But if it becomes a choice between breaking the command of Allah or going for adversity and difficulty, then we have to choose. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Rabb, the prison, difficulty, adversity is more beloved to me than what I am being called towards. So nevertheless, Yusuf alayhi salam is then put into the prison, and the king, he's put into the prison for a number of years. Some people come to the prison. There are two people who enter the prison and they see dreams. Yusuf alayhi salam informs them the correct interpretation of their dreams. There's no time to go into the details. One of those persons passes away. The other person enters, is released after some time, and he comes into the court of the king. And after a few years, the king of the time sees a dream. The king of the time sees a strange dream which no one is able to interpret. The courtier who happened to be with Yusuf alayhi salam in prison, he remembers that Yusuf alayhi salam had the ability to interpret dreams correctly, and he informs the king. So they go to Yusuf alayhi salam and they obtain the correct interpretation of the dream. Immediately upon hearing this, immediately upon hearing that the fact that there is a person who has the ability to interpret dreams in the correct way, the king sends a messenger. The king sends a messenger to Yusuf alayhi salam to come to him. So Yusuf alayhi salam, the ayat of the Quran says so beautifully, Yusuf alayhi salam tells him, irji ila rabbik. You've come to me to release me from prison. He tells him, go back to your master. Go back to the king. Fas'alhuma balun niswati allati qatta'na aydiyahun. Ask him, what was the matter? What was the case? The whole case about the woman who cut their hands, those women who tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. Tell them to first clarify that matter. Who was guilty? Who was not guilty? Imagine the king of the time is calling him to be released from prison after a lengthy period of time. And he says, no, go back. Go back, clear my name. The lesson that we need to learn is the importance that they gave to their reputation. That the reputation of a believer is not to be tainted. To the extent that he disregards the command of the king and tells the messenger, go back and first clarify my name. Then once they clarify their name, they come back to Yusuf alayhi salam. And the woman proclaims, Al-ana hashas al-haq. The wife of the minister says that yes, the truth is that we were the guilty ones. And the truth has now become apparent. Yusuf alayhi salam, immediately what does he say? He says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. And I'll end on this. It goes on. There are many lessons to be learned, but we'll end on this last point here. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. I cannot absolve my lower self, my lower desires. I do not have the ability myself to be upon good. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Yusuf alayhi salam, after going through these tests and passing successfully, he doesn't attribute the success to himself. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. The inner self, the base desires, are a great commander towards evil. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon. What is the lesson for us? The lesson for us is that, yes, we may be following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. We may be performing our salah. We may be living a life in accordance with deen and shariat. But let us not let that get to our heads and minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Had it not been for the mercy and the grace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, none of you would have ever attained purity. None of you would have ever attained salvation. So indeed, we are all needy of the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are needy of the guidance and the ability and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to reflect upon the ayat of the Quran, upon the stories of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to implement the lessons learned from the lives of the Prophets. Peace be upon them in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.